And good morning. It's Friday, January 17th, and you're listening to KVNF Regional News. I'm your host, Patricia Naft. Schools safety experts briefed lawmakers on the Joint Education Committee on Wednesday. They asked the state to focus on preventing school violence rather than simply trying to stop it. Benta Berklin has more from the state capitol.
A 73-member vacancy committee selected Arvada City Councilwoman Rachel Zenzinger to fill the Senate seat. She describes herself as center-left and beat out Democratic challenger and former state lawmaker Sarah Gagliardi. Zenzinger has served on the Arvada City Council for the last 3 years. She says she wants to focus on the tough issues facing the state, such as job creation, education, transportation, and health care. She'll join a Senate in which Democrats hold a one-seat majority. Two Democrats were recalled earlier this year over their support for stricter gun laws. I'm Benta Berklin in Jefferson County.
U.S. 550 south of Ouray remains closed as crews worked with a helicopter to stabilize the cliffside along the road. Yesterday afternoon, unstable rocks were being brought down by hand with ropes, anchors, and ply bars. The State Department of Transportation says it's still too early to say when the road might be reopened. State Republicans are gearing up to try and bring the 2016 Republican National Convention to Colorado. According to the Denver Post, Republicans will kick off their efforts to do that tomorrow in Denver. A host committee has been formed to try to bring the convention to Denver. The law firm that committee has hired to file as a nonprofit also helped bring the Democratic National Convention to the city in 2008. And the Post is also reporting that Governor John Hickenlooper has also so far raised over $1 million for his reelection bid. Of the Republican contenders for the governor's seat, former Congressman Tom Tancredo reportedly has just over $123,000 in campaign money at the moment. Secretary of State Scott Gessler, also in the running, has a bit less than that with around $114,000. The first recreational marijuana shop west of Breckenridge is now open for business in Carbondale. KDNK's Ed Williams reports that long lines and high taxes are not deterring a steady stream of customers at the shop called the Doctor's Garden.
Well, you pick it up here, and then I set it up in the back, and then you grab it, I write your name on the bag.
The line at the Doctor's Garden stretched to the door as dozens of customers of every age and inclination waited an average of 45 minutes each to reach the checkout counter and be the first in the history of the Roaring Fork Valley to buy legal retail marijuana. State inspectors and local police paid visits to make sure things were up to code. Señor Taco Show had a taco stand set up outside the door, and local restaurants handed out flyers for free beers and appetizers. There was a palpable excitement among those waiting in line at the Doctor's Garden, but the crowds were patient and respectful.
Was that novelty moment, you know?
Yeah.
I was there.
That's a good part of it, yeah.
I was there.
I was there when it opened.
James Leonard is the owner of the Doctor's Garden.
Business been good?
Yeah, a little too good. Yeah, dude, I'm freaking beat.
Leonard said he'd been steadily packing grams, eighths, and quarters of high-quality grass into discreet black plastic jars since 9 in the morning. And with hours left before closing time, business didn't look like it would be slowing down anytime soon. Robert Pinchuk is a partner at the dispensary. He says since his store is the only retail pot shop currently open west of Breckenridge, he expects the crowds will keep showing up.
Sales are really strong. We've been busy since 9:30 in the morning. We've had a line since 9:30 in the morning, and we have two employees helping customers out. So it's a lot of locals, more locals than out of state at this point. But hotels have been calling in the last day or so. So we're hoping to get some people from out of state too. I've seen about 20% of the people have been from out of state.
The Doctor's Garden opened early Wednesday, but it will be back to its regular 11 to 7 business hours on Thursday. For KDNK News, I'm Ed Williams.
Montrose resident Tom Wise says he's running for Montrose County Commissioner. According to the Watch newspaper, Wise made the announcement at a meeting of the Montrose Republican Central Committee last week. Wise is looking to grab the county's District 2 commissioner seat. Gary Ellis, the current holder of that seat, will be leaving because of his term limit is up. Wise has been a resident of Montrose since the early 1990s and has a background in business. The Montrose Regional Airport is one of the issues Wise says he wants to focus on, describing the airport as a gem for the community and a driver of the local economy. And the Delta County Independent is reporting that two cars were stolen in Delta last week. Delta police say two late 90s model Hondas were stolen from local businesses and a theft attempt was made on another vehicle. Police haven't managed to recover either of the stolen vehicles, and they're asking anyone that has any information on the car thefts to call Crime Stoppers at 874-8810. You've listened to the regional news here on KVNF. Stay tuned for the latest episode of Western Slope Skies from the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. Today we'll learn about the planet Jupiter, which can be seen shining brightly in the night sky this month. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft. Stay tuned after Western Skies. It's Willie with the Friday Morning Music Mix.
Just after dark on a clear January night, look high in the northeast. That brilliant white star is not a star, but the planet Jupiter. Jupiter is very bright for two reasons. First, Jupiter is huge. It's the largest planet in our solar system, fully 11 times wider than the Earth. Second, Jupiter has a vast, churning atmosphere with bright white and tan cloud tops that efficiently reflect the sun's light. Astronomers call Jupiter a gas giant planet because it shares the sun's composition of mostly hydrogen and helium with just a smattering of other elements and compounds. Because of Jupiter's great mass, it has powerful gravity that greatly influences other bodies in the solar system. Jupiter controls the orbits of many periodic comets and the location of the main asteroid belt. Jupiter's gravity keeps many potentially dangerous solar system objects in stable orbits far from Earth, including the vast majority of asteroids. From time to time, Jupiter will capture a comet from solar orbit, and at least three comets have plunged into Jupiter's cloud tops during the past 20 years. Also, NASA has used gravity assist from Jupiter to accelerate space probes to the outer planets and into interstellar space. Jupiter is very important in the history of science. In 1610, Galileo observed Jupiter with a newly invented telescope and charted four objects, now called moons, which circle the planet. This was powerful evidence against the Earth-centered universe, an idea that had prevailed for thousands of years. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Art Trevina.